Welcome back to Friends Error. Welcome back to another episode of Friends Unfiltered. I'm your host Bill, and we're having another special or bonus episode today. This semester was a lot, so I'm sure you guys expected the inconsistency. The last episode was the, I think that was the Independence special. Have you guys listened to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk.
Yes, I listened to it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you did. So, I haven't had time since then. Exams, booster, everything has just been wild. So, this is going to be a Christmas / holiday special. I'm going to dig into some roots. You get, oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so I have special guests with me today for this special episode. These ones are, they're doing so well in their niche. Okay, so let's start with the host of the hosts, Madam Jensek, please take over.
Hi guys, my name is Tia Ato. What's what I meant to say?
What you do, who you are, you just
Okay, well, I'm a student, okay. In microbiology, also the Busa General Secretary, and just an overall girl boss. So
you don't mention she's a content creator, fashionista, musician, everything you want.
Me, I don't get that guy hype. For me, my name is Ojoma, Princess Ojoma. I am a 311 anatomy student, a mini / micro influencer.
Okay.
I'm a content creator too, and yeah, I think that's all.
She not thought she loved Jesus, but she loved him.
I love Jesus.
Okay, so this episode, I just had to do it because we have to end the year with like a little bang, and I didn't see any more befitting guests today than these two. There's meant to be one more person though, but like everyone just has a lot going on, so let's do what he has to do. So moving on, let's start with Christmas traditions. How is it like for you, or growing up, or how is Christmas generally?
Growing up, like, first of all, I just like to say that I love Christmas. Like, once Christmas is near, in fact, from like July, I'm already saying Christmas is almost here. Like, I love Christmas so much. Growing up, like, Christmas was for like the earlier parts of my childhood, because I'm from Edo State, and then my dad used to live in Benin, and the rest of us used to live in Lagos. So, like, during Christmas, we know we are going to Benin, like, and I used to look forward to it because I just liked it. My sisters hated it, like, my sisters absolutely hated coming to Benin because they're older than me, nothing really to, like, in Benin, there aren't, like, activities that you can do, like, fun things. What will make Benin fun for you is just the people you know, like, going to see your friends. And the irony is, who did I know? I did not know anybody.
Well, you loved it.
But I just love it. Like, I just love it regardless. So that was like one tradition. And also, my mom's office then, my mom used to work in this place called FSDH. In her office, they used to do this annual Christmas party every year. And I used to look forward to the gift bags, because the gift bag used to be loaded. One particular year, my sister's gifts, because they do the gift bags according to like age. So let's say 5 to this get a certain, like that kind of thing. So my sister's age range, in their gift bags, they got iPods. I'm not joking. That Christmas, I cried. I'm like, why am I not this age? I cried. And they're just like everybody on Christmas morning eating together. And my mommy used to like, she'll keep those gift bags until Christmas Day. Nobody's opening their presents until Christmas Day. So like Christmas was just like amazing. Like I just loved Christmas. I still love Christmas, but like obviously I loved it more when I was younger, because like there were more like traditions and like things that we used to do. Now we're just like chilling. That's our thing.
Okay, so before Ojoma, before you speak, when she said her mom's, or what came to mind was during Christmas, so around that period, when my mom used to work with MTN. Hampers,
guy.
Jesus,
guy.
Hampers used to choke, because before she was promoted, she used to work on the ground floor.
Yeah.
So like she has like first sight meeting with all the big clients and everything. So around that time, they'd just be like, that person at the reception, that person. Or sometimes they will know her name, like, send this to her, like, because she used to make very good impressions.
Yeah.
More than her superiors, you know, pack up for my mom, you see her colleagues, like, there was one time it was so much that she had to go, like, twice
to carry the
Everything in the car. Mm-hmm. Like they finished her. They finished her, but it's just good to be a good person.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so
maxi. It's only me that needs to receive hampers or anything. I was never actually really hyped about Christmas. So just, I don't know, another day to wash plates basically. So plus my family members used to come around and I did not like them because I feel like they did not like me too.
Yeah.
So it was just okay, these people are just going to complain about how I look, complain about why I'm secluded because I wasn't really like social. So
yeah.
And my siblings were very social and then it's just me like the dark child or something. Yeah. So they would just always complain and I have to smile or laugh about it. And I had this, yes, and I was very skinny and they would always be like, okay, oh my gosh, I have plenty. They used to always have one bad thing that I'm supposed to laugh about, like, and it was always not just.
Families could be a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So. I remember the first Christmas I spent without my family.
Okay.
Like, because basically now everybody has. The youngest person in my, in my house, like, my nuclear family is 18 years old, like, nobody's a child anymore.
Yeah.
So everybody has scattered, so we're already under the same roof. So the first Christmas I spent without them. I was like, I might. There's this meme. I don't know if you guys know this babe, Nazanin Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
She's a model. She's this guy's wife, Miguel, the musician.
Yeah.
She had this meme of her in like a private jet where she's wearing like a fur coat,
yes,
like glasses holding champagne.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first one I spent with my family. I posted that meme on Twitter and the caption was, "First Christmas, not having to slave in the kitchen and wash plates." Because I was like, I'm chilling. Because for Christmas, we wash.
Yeah.
Like, we wash.
But like 6 a.m., we are already going to the kitchen. It's gonna be cutting carrots.
Yeah.
Like, ah, God. But like, other than that, I just, Christmas is just like, it's the season. Like, that's the best time of year for me. Like, it's just a reason.
Well, for me, Christmas, one thing that we used to do was like go to the village.
Yeah.
That one was
your
evil people.
Their mansions in the village.
We used to go to the village every year, but then after I lost my grandma, you know, reduced a bit around, especially that the following years. Then we did it for a while again. Then my brother joined. Then we reduced again. But like I never really looked forward to it.
Yeah.
Especially after my like let's see it.
Yeah.
I was not looking forward to it again because it was just okay. Christmas morning, you first eat akara and chicken whilst they're doing the big food.
Yeah.
Like, when the big food is ready, everybody will, and then my mom just loves hosting people, so I'll just be seeing too many strangers.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really used to irk me. In the village, I don't watch plate shop because, anyways. But, no.
They'll not be reminding you about how they washed your bum behind
your
head. Yeah, everybody carried me. Like, how would my mom carry for me if this many people carried me?
Well, let me ask you the question. To study already said the Christmas topic, but I'd like to ask you this question. What is your, like, earliest memory of your childhood? Like, how old are you? Or rather, how old were you in your earliest memory of your childhood?
Okay, I don't know whether it's because I have the picture of that memory,
yeah,
but like I don't know whether I'm unconsciously forming this story,
yeah.
But what I can remember was when I was I think 2,
yeah,
and I think my brother was 5 on his 5th birthday, so like he had cakes and everything, and he was the main attraction, obviously.
Yeah,
his birthday.
Yeah.
And I was pissed,
yeah,
and I was crying and everything, and I was just throwing tantrums, and I think I even fell down a cake out of the cakes he had and stuff like that. Then my mom had to carry me away.
Yeah,
yeah, that's that. Then another one I remember vividly. I don't know how old I was, maybe probably like 6. Ah, I was such a stubborn child, God, I beg. Was my uncle was frying plantain,
mm-hmm,
and I wanted a piece. It wasn't ready, but I kept on bugging him. And then I don't know what I did, but I think it was with the fire and everything. So I don't know. The next thing I sure knew was like there was a bottle of glass in my foot. Ah, God, I beg. And my dad beat him. Because nobody wants to do this to the child here.
Yeah.
Like a big chunk of Coca-Cola. You know those big Coca-Cola bottles? A big chunk of Coca-Cola in my foot. Ah, God. Anyways, that is it.
And what's yours?
I think when I was 4 years old, because I did not celebrate my first, second, third birthday, and I just feel like I was so excited for that fourth day. Yes. And I remember always waking up in the middle of the night looking at the cake. When would it be morning time?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was
basically mine was when I was 3. I remember I was just like I was sleeping and then I opened my eyes and then I was sleeping on my aunt's lap, and I opened my eyes and there was this like very light skinned lady beside my aunt, and I was like, and then my aunt's like, oh, Tia is awake. Tia, this is your new auntie. Because like, she was like the new help that they brought. Like, this is your new auntie. Do you like her?
I just looked. Did I have like a second? Or like 5 seconds? And I nodded my head. And I closed my eyes.
You like her like that? Oh,
when I was
young,
I was very sassy.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I was
so sassy. Okay, so the next question, I don't know if I finished my own Christmas tradition.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Didn't try, don't fuck with it.
Like in Lagos now, I don't know, it's really made. So most of the time it's either my dad is not around,
yeah,
or so like the family is trying never like
complete. Yeah.
So like it's not, I don't look forward to it as much. And then I stopped receiving gifts the longest time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads to my next question. When was the last time you received a Christmas gift? Like
a proper Christmas,
a proper expensive, not even expensive, just something that had some sentimental value or something. When was the last time you received a Christmas gift?
Let me try and remember what last year's Christmas was. Like, this sentimental value on Christmas. What last year's Christmas like?
So
I can't remember.
Because
I know what even happened. It was 2020, Christmas 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That was last time I received.
What was it?
Was it back?
Hmm.
Yeah, I was like a little time back. That's when I got to a proper.
It's not that far enough.
Small gifts.
Odoma, do you look forward to Christmas at all?
No! Christmas was basically just another day, but like my family never really did the whole Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was just last year, I think I got my first Christmas gift ever. Yeah, and it was just a top, but I still really like that top.
Yeah, and my family. Gifts, they can give gifts. I remember one Christmas, like my parents didn't give us, but somebody like it was money, Christmas, normal, like, you have to do. But like, you know, I was really considered that as gift because they're like, why don't give us money before? Like, you have to give us money now. But this Christmas, they didn't get anybody anything. My father just got, that was when tabs were like really like all the hype.
Mm-hmm.
My father just got a tab for him, one for him, one for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, that's your business, go to yourself out. And everybody else was like, what about
the entitlement?
Please move. Yeah, that was, but like, yeah, my last
2020. Mommy, I don't know. Would you need particular Christmas gift I can remember? I think it's like when I was 10, was this like a fire station. It had like the bus and then the man.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that year. That was the same year I got Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
I got some Mario games. That was the best Christmas. Because that my mom went all out, like it was under the trees, right under the trees.
My mom loves that.
And like my mom always goes out for this kind of thing, but like now she's just on bothered, but even if she doesn't do it and I don't do it, nobody's going to decorate.
Yeah.
You guys decorate.
Yeah.
We used to.
Yeah.
No longer.
Obviously, now we're no longer together, but like when, like, we used to look for, like, you know that, it's time! our tree is huge, like, it touches the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Like, the tree is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So when we even want to, like, decorate the top part, that's like climb chairs.
Okay.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's so big, and like, we used to 40, but we should not look forward to taking it apart.
Yes.
Nobody
yes.
wants to do that.
Yes.
But like now, my family, we love Christmas. Like it's crazy.
So you don't go to the village now. Christmas is just
no. Wait, if they even
mention
village
stuff,
I said don't worry.
I'm not interested.
I don't want to go to the village anymore. I've told my dad, please, I'm not your first son. No stuff culture in my clothes. Okay, so. Before we go back to the whole Christmas thing, let's have some little semester banter. This semester.
This semester wasn't really that hectic. Like, this is my best semester. I'm not going to lie.
It's for the two of us.
No, because here I am actually doing a podcast. I would never, never agree to this any other semester. Like, I would never, because I was always pressured, exam, this, and I always wanted to do my best. Like, and I felt like I was never getting my best. It's always just, yes. But this semester, I feel like one thing that actually also really helped me was putting God first. Because I realized that, okay, I put God first in almost everything I was doing. And, like, now I literally have a social life in school.
Mm-hmm.
I have, Like my academics are actually good too. Well, yes, yeah. Even though my exams are really good. Yeah. But yes, like this semester, that's my best semester. And my roommates, I'm in a room of 10, and you'd expect us to have. Yes. And you expect us to be having quarrels every single day, because last semester I went through a lot with just five people, just five. And I was even, I was like, oh my gosh, 10. Sha. This my roommate this semester have just been the best, like literally the best.
Shout out to the 9 of you.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that was really
calm. I always say, like, it's like, so far, this is my most challenging semester.
Definitely.
Because, like I tell people, you are not really doing microbiology until that end of the first semester, because from 100 to 200, like, we're mostly doing borrowed courses. Mm-hmm. But 300 level, I only have one borrowed course and elective. My other courses are core courses, and all of them are 3-unit courses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coupled with the fact that I now decided to
find yourself in Busa.
like this time it's just a lot. And then academic wise, like 100 level first semester, it's so funny because I thought I was okay. How will I explain that? I was serious, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wasn't really serious. I was just like, okay, I did what I needed to do, did my assignments, but I didn't put in that effort to actually like get like the best.
Conscious effort.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know like the effect a C had on your result. I think it was like 200 level. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually realized that C is bad.
Bad.
Mess you up.
Obviously,
like I didn't start off the strongest, but then every semester my CGPA has increased. So I'm trying to maintain and keep on increasing. So like every semester it's like I'm harder on myself academically, because mm-hmm. I need to beat my former record.
Yeah.
And obviously when like, especially people that get A's a lot, if you get like, if you're usually like a straight A, you'd be like 1B students, when you get B's, like up to 3 or 2 B's, it can reduce your CGPA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the standard, like for me, the standards are getting higher, and
yeah.
like I always have to keep on beating my record. So mm-hmm. it's just like that's plus Busa, plus now doing like challenging courses, like mm-hmm. I'm fighting for my life, like every day I'm fighting for my life. But like regardless, it has been nice, because my roommates this semester are very chef's kiss. Like this is the first room I've been in that nobody has had an argument or a quarrel, and semester is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Like not even a minor, like it's so peaceful. All of them are so sweet. Like when I was in Havila, second semester, standard every week. In fact, it happened like most people. My roommates something must happen. So yeah, thanking God for calm roommates. Cause imagine having to deal with worries plus all my other But yeah, this semester has been tough, man. I won't lie to anybody. I won't lie. That'd be crazy.
I'm manifesting this roommate's energy next semester, because I don't get harm.
Uh-huh.
They're not bad per se, but like they're not the best at the same time.
Yeah.
And like the arguments in, they get harm.
Yeah.
Every week. And I don't know, sometimes I can be a bit much
mm-hmm.
with like enforcing some things. But like I mean, after, like she said, after facing so much stress outside, you're expecting to come back to like your safe space.
Yeah.
And I think that safe space is not problematic. It just makes everything so much worse.
Yeah.
Because I also remember last semester, I had like, my roommates were not just it, and I'll have to go and sleep in library, then come back to the, I can't even go to the room, because I know that, okay, I'm still going to enter one problem or the other, and I'm just going to enter the room and just quickly grab my pillow and maybe the blanket to go and sleep in reading room. That was like how bad it was, like mental health was down, everything was just messy, man.
So this semester now, as far as Senator now, I came, it was just me and one guy, like just to, I expected it to be that way, because who did I not speak to for this two in the room? I spoke to CC, even though she couldn't do anything. I just told Asha. I spoke to Pastor Odu. I spoke to Chief Olamide. I was on their knees. I was ready to.
Yeah.
Ah. I was like, Pastor Odi was like, okay, if my whole admin is fine with it, blah, blah, blah. I spoke to my whole admin, I was like, no problem. Now, so, what if we just resume? All these, especially extra year students, I don't know, this year was, they are just a lot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, there was no space. You know how it was, now, when 100 level people came, and we had to open BIG and all those other places. So, from 2, we were now 3. From 3, we were now 4. I said, God, no, well, I fought in the end. That's so all. I wanted to speak pidgin, but let me go back to my English. I was just in my friend's room one day. I just received a call from the one I knew himself. I was like, it's done. He just said, we've had to put one more person. God. And like, out of the 4 of them, I knew 3. But out of those 3, I didn't like one, like, because like we had before, actually, you never have, you never something to fall out from Sha. Then, but like, you know, it was not calm.
Cool, yeah.
Then, this, that last one, I don't know, I've never seen in my life, I'm not ready to, like, start getting to know someone. Yeah. Like, you know, it was not like after, like, let's say 4 weeks of after resumption when I was ready, I thought I was comfortable. And then I remember all out to I got shower curtains. Because I was like, if you just feel like I'm like I don't mind, let me go all out with, and I put my LED lights, then it was just I was like, no, this is not it anymore. You missing it up. Well, it's fine though, it's fine. Well, I got another academically this semester. I missed like a week of class now during that meditation period. It was just a lot.
And I even missed a quiz.
I was like, okay, I can catch up because prior then I was reading almost every day.
Sorry, before you, let me just say this because I forget this.
This way you thought, okay, I can catch up. Okay, so orientation week, for instance, is this week that we're about to enter. So for that entire week, we're helping them, first orientation, resumption, helping them resume. I'm like, okay. I've missed like so many things this week. By next week, I'll catch up. Next week was this semester week.
Which catching up am I catching up?
Damn.
No, they did not get it.
Guy, it was like fire under my bum bum. Like, I had to. Like, it was crazy. Like, I can't start crying right now. It was so bad. Because even things, okay, I'll use like time to catch up, like, get back on my groove, my flow, and for them to hit me mid semester. I know this is like, okay, you'll be having your classes then. The lecturer, like, if you have a class that the lecturer would like, so imagine I'm going for classes tomorrow, meet semester. What I want to do, I'll go to my room, I'll have my bath, sound check. I'll sound check, I'm sleeping, then I wake up by 2, wake from like 2 to 6, go like a zone. Like, and then I'm doing quiz because I have a record to beat, I have the one going, I must not sleep or fall down, God forbid, it's not a question. So, just like, exactly, and especially now that my things are now, my courses are now. Tougher than tough, so it's like, God, please, like, something that looked my hand on my head, like, who sent me? God, who sent me? I see that nobody forced me, you know, I'm carrying my head, go do out. God, this is like, a lot of people actually don't realize, sorry to stray to the topic of Busa, but a lot of people don't realize that Busa is actually a lot of work, and when you enter Busa, go from outside, you're seeing so glamorous, I go there in their offices, and their AC, like, they're just chilling out there. Like, it's a lot of work, and if you're not careful, like, you lose yourself, like, mentally, like, it will drain you physically, like, you'll be tired all the time, academically, you fall back, and it's so embarrassing for you as a Busa official to now, like, fall back academically. You know, like, you see this on, you do Busa, so they're like, so, it's just a lot, like, they are putting in, like, I want to say, times five of what you put in regularly, because you have to, like, you have to give your best in everything, and just like, almost continue. I just have to say that. God.
The same way I was surprised after the orientation week, like mid semester, it's not possible.
It's not possible.
They will move this because of us. They will move this mid. We want to do it. So yeah, but like the thing I was reading before then, so catching up was actually not hard for me. All my exams were actually calm. for that useless head and neck. See this head and neck? Anatomy. After my life. And it's 4 units.
I've not seen any of my, only one of my semester scripts I've seen. I've not seen for all the other courses.
I think I've only seen for the GDS, and that's because I recorded it as a former.
Yeah.
This semester, I don't have to resign as course rep.
Yeah.
I had more juice that was on my neck. Yeah. Like, I couldn't take this. So, and to be fair, that orientation week was when I really made up my mind. So I was like,
yeah,
if I was going to miss a whole week, who is going to, let me be fair to them. I'm like, I knew my assistant was, even though she knew my assistant because she has left. I knew she was leaving, she was going to medicine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if she's leaving, means I'm not going to be available. Let's just bring in new administration.
Yeah.
So that I spoke to my course advisor. Even though I've been trying to decline, because even from the onset, I did not accept this course for it, but they put it on me. I was like, sir, this is what is going on. No, let's be fair to them and let's like put new people. And he finally agreed, so like I had that one off my shoulders. Even though sometimes I wake up and it's weird, I'm like, I'm not cross rep again, you. If I'm late, nobody cares because I'm not one with the attendance, stuff like that. But like, I know this semester was, and then there was so much extracurricular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freshers' fair, Lazo Tiboni, sorry. what? The booster concert in Westichimo, which really worked me. It's like trying to go live and everything. And then this Feast of Light that was really made, God, I beg. I really look forward to this thing. Who sent me to look forward to it?
Like, I heard so many stories about how Feast of Light is so nice. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Babcock students, like, love Feast of Light. Like, alumni, let me say alumni, because most of people that are in Babcock right now
are not
experienced. Exactly, just that's one. So, like, I've heard so many stories about how Feast of Light is like that, the best. So, like, I was really looking forward to it. First things first, when I got there, my church did me dirty. Pretty man, well, you did me dirty. Y'all did me dirty. Let's start from there. So really, like, and one thing about me, sharp, I don't feel so much. Like, I'll just be like, half just be ding. So if you just left that area, I'm sitting with my friends. Okay. Because I left where I was because I'm already feeling in a bad mood.
Okay.
And I don't have, I only have one friend, or like two, no, Momo, like three friends in my church. One of them, they sent us, so he was like walking around.
Yeah.
Momo was in the front, and there was no space there again, so I could not sit down with her. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not sitting down with my friends, I would be in a worse mood.
Yeah.
So let me just go and sit down with my friends, and just try and sit down with my friends. Okay, looking forward to the event. I was like, it wasn't too much. I feel like if I hadn't had
expectations,
high hopes, and then it's like okay, but because like the bar was already set, it was set, and so I was keeping for like just having like the best time of my life. I had like a good time, but like I wanted to have a magnificent time, and
bro,
it just like fell short.
It shocked me. I was thinking at the point I was like, this event is zero. So I saw my friend, I was like, let's stroll, let's just like go around the stadium and all. And I'm not thirsty. Like, not long after I said I was thirsty, I saw the booster executives with their boss. They were giving out water. I called them water, I'm coming, they talk to me, no. Drink and drop and I said, what is going on? But I'm like, okay, the whole water thing.
Yeah.
Oh my, that the last time, so 3 years
ago. No, man, like, tradition, standard.
Yes.
Water,
I know the whole safety thing, but like, it's one of the things that makes
it so nice.
And then the candles, no, it says it's a safety, water, safety, and remaining. The all the avatar can eat water in the air. Should I just take in the air? That's where everything is fast.
Yeah.
But no. Anyways, that one as well. I'm looking forward to the next session. And what have we, this, like, our sets, 300, what have we really experienced that was, like, the way our alumni told us it was going to be, like, how we have far?
We didn't even have all.
I'm just like, let's go back to Christmas. So before our people vex for us. So, I'm thinking about Christmas, honestly. Did you ever believe in Santa?
I don't believe in tooth fairy. I remember one of my tooth broke and I showed my mommy. She said, oh, my tooth broke. That kind of thing. And
I mean, to tell you, it wasn't even real, but like, sometimes you just do some things.
Just for yourself.
I just put under my pillow, and I woke up and I saw one kid there. I didn't know that person. Like,
but I clap for them for the effort.
Yeah, like, if for effort. Never really believed in all those things. So I don't know.
Me, Santa was always refusing to cry because I was too heavy.
Are you serious?
God is watching me, Santa.
I didn't mean, so in all these things, like, all these, I wasn't. No, like, you know, go and like, oh, Father Christ, I was supposed to like look at them from a distance. So it's like, my mother really instilled the concept of stranger danger in me and my siblings. So if I don't know you, I'm sorry, I'm not coming close to you. And I didn't know him, a man in a red suit. So I just stand like, for I'll be looking, watching everybody, but like, once down your lap.
Oh gosh, it's not going to take long before I now became the Santa. Ah, dude, you know, this is like everything there. See, Santa, I just did. I didn't say I was Santa, I now became Santa. I mean, as a child, I was doing Santa.
I'm so deficient.
They don't pay me, though. Ah, there's one more one piece on my leg one year, but let's not talk about
that.
Let's not talk about that. Anyways, another thing that used to happen, like, Christmas is like the whole church setting. My church, they actually try, like, if you don't have anywhere to go, they will invite people to come over, like, and go to the pastor's house, and my pastor's wife can cook. Like,
yeah.
She cook. Bah. I remember when I was young, she was the only person I used to compare cooking with my mom, who I never to my mom in a fish. This man can cook. Anyways, like, they make provisions for it, like, go and every service, Christmas service in the morning before. So not compulsory, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you can just come and then do whatever you want to do. And all them at church too, they had this big ass Christmas tree. They still do. And they actually put gifts for some like random people.
Yeah.
And if you also want to surprise someone, they don't anonymously just put the Christmas the gifts there and then they will announce it will be the night. It shall be that Sunday shall you announce that okay, so you have a gift. I remember always give over to someone them calling my name that I have a gift and then the year they didn't announce it, they were all so happy. I got to share that, like, wow. So what other Christmas memories do you guys have?
I remember this Christmas, I think I was like 2015 or 2016, I think it was 2015, she when the selfie stick was really like all the rave. So it was that day. That year, rather, Christmas fell on a Sunday, and don't mind, like, some people go to church on Christmas morning, even if it's not on a Sunday, but my family, we don't do that. But that day fell on a Sunday, so we shall went to church, and this day, like, unintentionally, me and all my sisters, like, we just came out of our rooms, like, created that, and we all wearing black. And then my mother was like,
what's going on?
I was like, dead ass, nobody planned this, like, crazy. We just all wore black. And even when we went to church, everybody was like, oh, I'm like, bro, like, please, like, so it wasn't planned. I remember when I came back home, my dad forced all of us to take pictures. I was like, God, oh, we don't want to take pictures. Like, I was in that my teenage angst phase. Like, dad, I'm not even grandma. I always like had to come together, and I remember my dad using his office camera. I was like, oh God, please, like, we don't want any of this.
I know my sister, if that happened with my own, like, my siblings, two of us would have changed. What are you wearing? No, I'm not doing this today.
Because my sisters are way older than me, but I don't know why my mother did this thing. My sister was 13, she's 5 years older than me, but when we were younger, my mom used to make us wear, like, the same thing, matching outfits. Like, why? We're not twins, we're far from 5 years, like... People will know, but like obviously as we grew older, people even started thinking I was older than her. Because in my house, like physically, I'm like the biggest person. So, but yeah, that's Christmas.
That's Christmas in my family.
I don't have any memory. It's like I'm here, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All of you enjoying your Christmas.
That's actually why I wanted you here.
Yeah, different people have different
experiences. Yeah. So I think one I remember was... you know how we have house helps on these days. So I think we had a maid that period because when I was younger, my mom was doing everything. She was working in like corporate offices, and then sometimes weekends, my mom would just go to Dubai, like get some things, then come back and like sell. Like, so she was doing so much. So we now had a maid because we were still very young that time now.
And then I remember this Christmas, I think it was the first Christmas after we had this new maid. So my mom wanted to make it like special for her, I don't know. So we went to this Coca-Cola stuff that they used to have. I don't know, it's very vague in my memory, but like they have this big ass red Coca-Cola tree. So I remember we went there and out. So it was like very open space and it was just really nice. Like there was nothing special, but just being nice things. Yeah. We fight all the time. Aww. It was just very cute, and then we just like had, we had fun, and then we had like a picnic set up and then we brought food. So we just ate. To be further than that, this very past recent Christmas, zero. I think last year, nothing. Like nothing happened. Like that was the worst. It was the Ojama Christmas. It was like the type of Christmas that I would imagine. And then the one before that, my parents were not around. So I was not the one that was going to my pastor's house because I didn't have anywhere to go. And whilst I'm not like, my mother was like, oh my gosh, this is me now. I have nowhere to go, so pastor, please come and host me. And but like he did reopen arms, and we actually had fun. I played Ludo with him. This guy can play Ludo. I said, God, I'm like, this Holy Spirit is whispering to him everything. Well, yeah, because Christmas was just that was it was just that time, you know. But like I think I've outgrown that era. I still like fantasize. How my Christmas should be. And like how I want it to be for my kids. And I want to give them. Like
the best Christmas,
yeah.
So,
like, that's
my mom's friend and Shola all the time. She's like this party for Christmas every year, and that one of the things I've been so seriously looking forward to come food with my mom's office Christmas party. Like it was just so nice because it was in like it was in her house, and it was in a like she had like a her backyard has like a lawn, so just like set up chairs and tables. Then it's fully catered. There's also like an ice cream machine. You get grilled fish, popcorn, and then I couldn't be doing that. Like I just look forward to it because then I'll see like my friends that I've not seen like forever. So like I started to get there like for first like the first time with your family now, but like after 5 minutes. Yes. Bye. I'm like inside, just like talking, just having like the best time. I remember one time my sister, my older sister, she was going for this all white party. So she was like, okay, she'll come and meet us at Aunt Shola's thing after her own party is done. And mind you, my older sister, God, like when I was younger, I used to pray to God that please, this is what I want to be like when I grow up. Because she was so, well, still is so beautiful and so hot. God, I just looked at her like, wow. One time, she went out and this outfit that she wore like this jumpsuit with, it was even this same Christmas, she wore this jumpsuit with, these like black like strappy heels. The jumpsuit was this color, navy green. Long sleeve, kind of looked like something like that someone in the army would wear. And then she wore like these black strappy heels that looked like very dark purple, and hair was like very long, straight, sleek, and black. I remember the day she wore that outfit, I was like, wow. You know, like years later, I regretted that outfit. That was literally how obsessed I was with my sister. Like. Like this is a queen. So she came after her party, and I remember because at her party she wore white and gold. Her shoes were gold. Her bag was gold. She wore a white like strapless jumpsuit. Had like a gold belt, and her wig was like blonde.
She was so colorful.
Yeah, blonde. Cause yeah, I remember when she entered this thing, everybody stopped.
Shut down.
Everybody was looking like, wow, Joy's daughter. That was his name, Joy. And she was like, hi. God, like God, oh please, from my mouth to your ears, like Christmas in my house was it's nice, like well, that was nice because everybody just scattered, but like
but like every Christmas is something I'll always still look forward to because it can get better. Fingers crossed. I don't know when next my family will be together because now my younger sister too has joined, so like it's just like half of the family is here, so it's just it's really weird, Another thing that used to happen was my aunt has this orphanage, so like every Christmas she used to like throw this party for them and everything. And I used to look forward to that too because she would turn me to the host and like we did like games for the kids, like in the different age groups. So like giving back is also something that makes me happy. I'm not the owner before, but like just seeing it in
happening. It was just like really chill.
Yeah, I know, like Christmas 2021. Mm-hmm. Is it 2020? No, yeah, it was 2020. Because my niece, so I swear, like, I went to my sister's house, and then I think that was like my niece.
Oh, so your auntie Tia?
Yeah, niece and nephew. Okay. Yeah. So I went to my sister's house, my niece was, she was like naked because she just had a bath, she mm-hmm. ran. And then, because she carried me, I'm like, yeah, Merry Christmas, my baby. And that was like first Christmas I was spending with her, so it was very nice. That was really nice. Yes. And then I guess, after I like got to my sister's house, chilled with them, played, carried my pack of food. Bye! And I left. Now I just spent Christmas with my friends, mm-hmm. mostly. Yeah, but now, this Christmas, my mom and my sister are around. So we're going to spend Christmas together. I'm looking forward to it because I've not spent Christmas with them since like maybe
2019, 2018. That is really nice. I think it was the Christmas I spent in the hospital.
What?
It was the Christmas I spent in the hospital, yeah. And that was the first time I got admitted. And that was just the worst timing
yeah.
ever. I think it was it? I think it was 2018.
It was never a good year for anybody.
Facts.
Facts.
2018 was not a good year. In fact, that should be a podcast on its own.
Yes.
How 2018 was so bad and how 2016 was so great. That should
show
up
in the zone. Actually.
2018, you pressure 1 kilo muscle of
water. But only that part of our lives, they were like, oh God, let me just drop. But no, that it was terrible. Like I was in the hospital and everything. Then I've archived that post, Sha.
Yeah.
But it was on Instagram, you know, because you not know that was the hospital because my parents came. They brought clothes for me to change
yeah.
and everything. So like, and they were not like wearing red. I was wearing white. So it was like a cringe. But like, okay. So they brought clothes that I changed. So we took pictures. They brought food. I ate. But I was like, I was just, they yeah. tried to make me happy, but I was not happy. You know, I was like, no, like I'm spending Christmas here. And I was like, am I going to be here for New Year? Like, God, no. And I was, you know?
Yeah.
But like, that year was nothing, but no, we thank God, sharp. Like, yeah. Christmas has always been a roller coaster. I don't think there's been this consistency, except when I was like much
yeah.
younger.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's
I
about
like,
it though.
I feel like one bad Christmas to make you cherish the other
good
Christmas.
Ones.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be. I can't wait to be older. So be tough. You know this. All this nice Christmas things you guys are doing.
Okay, so before we end this episode, let me open something that I wrote. I don't know if you guys you read Fuller's E Magazine.
Mm.
Okay. Anyways, I didn't read it besides my passport. Let me see if I can access it from here. Then we'll just call this episode or wrap it up or whatever. So he asked me to write this 2022, a reflection of you. Like that was mm-hmm. the theme he asked me to write. And I was like, oh no, Sha, because not a lot of people know that I write.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you remember this. Like, you want to put me in your magazine. And I like when my friends do little things. Cause
yeah.
I always like look forward to them doing bigger
yeah.
things. Like,
yeah.
like it's so of you. Like, everyone has a few of them. You get, so when you ask me to write that, I was like, oh, me for real? Like, thank you.
No, me for real.
So, and I came up with it in like less than an hour because I was
yeah.
just like, if I postpone this thing next time, I'll not have
I
time.
Exactly.
Again. So, let me just, so this is what I wrote. It's a common saying that the universe reciprocates the energy you put out. So what energy did you get this year? It was a whirlwind, to be honest, for me anyway. And I justify this with the fact that I gave out different energies this year. So of course, it wasn't always the same. Some of y'all were over and beyond intentional about self-development, and I am somewhat proud of you, dear reader. Others, well, it's okay not to have the energy to work on yourself. Just this year though, no excuses after this, promise? Left to me, I had little or no time to reflect because this was the busiest semester I've experienced, like we said earlier. yeah, busa and all, but for real though, I even had to resign from other offices just to keep up, and I had to be intentional about making out time for myself to reflect, to grow up, and well, to read and rest. We all have different routines, so you have time to reflect. You probably met a lot of people this year. How many of them are grateful to God for you?
Or are you the annual December 31st blocker of bad energy? LOL. The thing is, it's not that hard to be a good person. Treat people with respect, respect their boundaries, and create yours. Be mannered and do away with pretense. This year, it had full self-discovery, new hobbies, enhanced talents, clarity of purpose, and so on. But I'm not done, and neither are you. Haven't reflected on this year yet. It's not late. You can only pass an exam if you study or realistically cheat. Same with discovery. You can only know yourself if you study yourself, reflect. Give it a go. 2023 will thank you. I promise. Sapphire. So.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Thank you. So that was just this semester. Not this year, shall be honest. Yeah, but this semester in summary. So. Yeah. I'm just grateful, like, besides looking forward to Christmas, also looking forward to 2023.
Yeah.
And like, this year was a lot.
I have a question, yes. What are you guys grateful for this year?
Well, to be honest, I'm grateful to have met a lot of people. There's some people that are this year, like, we think this year, but this year was a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, but this year we were also still in 200 level. Let's remember that. So this year, I met so many great people that I don't want to do away with. Some of them have really set their purpose and they've gone, but
yes.
It's all still part of the journey.
Then I'm also grateful for growth, like reflection, like for real, like I've actually been intentional about like working on myself and doing this and doing that. So like, yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. And obviously, good health and all that.
Yeah.
Like,
provision. This year, I'm grateful for... Yeah, I also say my growth and just pushing myself. Like, this year I've pushed myself like never before. God, I won't lie. Like, this year has been crazy. And things I always say, you never know how far you can go or how much you can do until you've pushed yourself. Like, I think I'm tearing up. Like, until you've pushed yourself. And this year, like, I've pushed myself.
It's fine. Take your tissue.
Oh my god. I don't know why I always cry on podcasts. Like, even last podcast I did, I cried on it. This year I've like pushed myself.
We like the unfiltered
to
the
limits, and I've surprised myself. Like, I won't lie.
Oh, we love you.
That's so cute.
So, yeah, well, thank you guys for making out time to come up. I know we all have a busy week ahead. And I also do not take this for granted.
Yeah.
My podcast has also seen a lot of growth this year. So thank you guys for listening. We've come to the end of this episode.
Yeah.
I hope you learned a thing or many. Because we were really unfiltered with you guys. Some things that I said that after I said that I was like, I can't take it back, but like
Well,
that's the whole beauty of the game Friends Unfiltered. And we will see you guys in the next episode. So, bye.
Bye. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
And Happy New Year.
Yes.